Bases, it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Welcome to Family Feud, where two families will battle it out for $10,000 and the chance to win a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander SUV. And all they need to do is guess the answers to some pretty easy questions. Let's meet our families now. First up, our carryover champions here for their second night from South Australia, the Davidson family. This dry spell of not being able to give cash away, and then you guys come along first night, whooshka! $10,000, Kelly. Gotta feel good.
Feels great.
Just remind Australia who's on board this winning team of yours.
All right, so we've got my dad, Ronnie, my sister, Samantha, and my sister-in-law, Misha.
You guys were red hot last night. Good luck tonight. And ready to take them on tonight from Queensland, it's the Webb family. Mike is ready. He was giving it these. You're pumped.
Oh, I'm ready.
Was it your decision to come on the show?
No, I was just tagged in.
Then why are you like the happiest person to be here?
Well, I'm here.
Yeah, right. Yay.
Into it.
Yay.
Exactly.
Come on.
That's it.
Who's on board your team before we scare everybody in the audience? We've got the wife, Jan, the sister-in-law, Karen.
Hi.
And the daughter, Amanda.
And I'm the host, Grant.
Great to have you guys with us. Team Captains, let's play the feud. Best of luck. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you'd expect if you flew in first class.
Mike. Lay down bed.
A lay down bed for Nine Eyes.
Oh. Kelly.
Champagne.
She says champagne. Stat.
Not true.
Name something you'd expect if you flew first class.
Some red wine.
Some red wine. Some nice expensive, yeah. Well-aged red wine.
Yes.
What is alcohol? How are you, Karen?
I'm good, Grant.
Lovely to see you.
Yes.
This is cool.
Something you'd expect if you flew first class.
I think I would want some really nice first class food.
Yeah,
meal.
You want some gourmet top nosh.
Food.
Some
yes.
Gourmet nosh.
Yes.
Yes. Have you ever done first class before, Amanda?
No, but they have. I'm always in the back.
Oh, she flies at the front, you guys at the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
But it'd be nice to be at the front, wouldn't it?
It would be. It'd be lovely because you'd have first class service.
You sure would. Is that your answer?
Yes, it is.
Show me. Good, Mike.
We're rolling.
Good reason to clap. Something you'd expect if you flew first class.
I'm thinking that we would get good quality sheets and socks to keep you warm in the
Let's
bed.
Let's see. First strike, but only the first strike. Jen?
Computer.
You would get a computer?
Yeah, computer.
Just give me a computer. Yeah. I'm on the flight, I'm at the front. Yeah. I want your computer now.
Davidson's could steal, so they're having to think over there, Karen.
Oh, butler service.
Nate, butler service?
Yes.
She wants a butler up the front. Third strike. Righto, Davidson's. Put it away. Mish.
Celebrities.
Samantha.
Slippers.
Ronnie.
Blankets.
Blankets. Kelly, yours to choose. One of those or your own.
I would like blankets.
You would just like a blankie.
Yep,
just blankie. Something to tuck into to keep me warm while I'm at the front flying all over the world in first class. No, Davidson's. Welcome to the party, Webs.
Look at Jan. Number 7.
Reclining seats. Leg room. Just a nicer level of comfort. So welcome, Webs. They jump to a 65-point lead. If they go on to win for 5 nights in a row, they'll be driving home the amazing Mitsubishi Outlander, where life is always first class. This family SUV seats 5 comfortably and is packed with features including touchscreen audio, CVT auto with paddle shift and eco drive support. Now, for everybody playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Give me a place where you're likely to see chickens. Family Feud, when we come back, we'll talk about the answers. Feud, where two families are still trying to guess those top answers for the chance to win $10,000. Before the break, I asked, give me a place where you're likely to see chickens. The top answer was...
Farm!
Yes, who said KFC? No, that's where they go afterwards. Ronnie, Jan, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Just last minute change in hands, Jan.
I forgot I was right handed.
Oh. Whatever helps your chances. Apart from a bath, what's something you bathe in?
Swimming pool.
You bathe in a swimming pool, says Ronnie. Nice. Can you beat it, Jan? A river. Show me river on the board. They're going to play it up. Apart from a bath, what's something you bathe in?
Spa.
You bathe in a nice, bubbly spa. If you live in the dream, you are.
I am.
There you go. You're cool, Samantha. You're just like so controlled. Well, hey! Look at that. That's a winner right there, Mish.
I think sometimes when you go on holidays, you go to those hot springs.
Yeah, hot springs. Hot springs, good. First strike. Kelly.
I bathe in the shower.
You bathe in the shower?
Yeah.
Is he just plug the hole up and just lie on the floor?
No, well, you're still bathing.
Oh, yeah.
It's just falling on you.
So you're saying you can be standing while bathing in the shower?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I never doubted you, Kelly. Ronnie.
The creek.
You bathe in the creek. As a kid, wander down the creek in the hottest summer, just dive
right
in.
Throw yourself in. Yep, bitten by the eels.
Second strike. Webb's good steal, so have a think here. Samantha.
The ocean.
Bathe in the ocean. Yes.
Well, we all did this the other weekend. We bathe in the sun.
Wow, nice. Yeah, good thinking. Outside the box. Love it, Mish. Is it on the board? It's actually a clever bit of play down the end there. Mm. Sometimes you've got to think a little differently, Kelly.
Yeah, they're good at that.
Just getting them to think normally is hard?
Yeah, that's the one.
Apart from a bath, what's something you bathe in?
A lake.
You bathe in a lake. If you might live inland, for instance. Hey, Ronnie, one away from a clean sweep, young man. That'll certainly help turn those zeros around down there.
Hand basin.
In a hand basin. Everyone's laughing here, Ronnie. Is number two a basin? Three strikes. Webs. Amanda, what would you say?
Beach.
Bathe at the beach. Karen.
In the dam.
You bathe in a dam if you live on a country block.
Yes, you would.
Jen.
Hot tub.
A hot tub is nice. Mike, yours to decide.
Got to go with the wife, the hot tub.
Hot tub it is. Is number two a hot tub for more points for the Webs? No. There you go, Davidsons. That's what you needed. Number two was... You're bathing mud, to make all your skin beautiful and that. 63-65, just 2 points in this one. Righto, we'll see if we can split you up somehow and decide our champion. Double points might help. Samantha, Karen, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. Name an animal that huddles to keep warm. Karen.
Koala.
Koala might. No, it doesn't. Samantha.
Dogs.
See if dog's on the board. Pass or play? Animal that huddles to keep warm.
Oh, since it's nice and icy, penguin.
The penguin
the penguins,
would.
They yeah. Huddle.
They... Yep. Yep. Like that. It's freezing out here.
That's a penguin. Nice. You love animals?
Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed that one though.
Don't be too hard on it. It worked.
No.
An animal that huddles to keep warm.
Cat.
Yeah. Cat.
Yeah, cat.
Right. Do it.
I'll go with bear.
Bear huddles in the winter to keep warm. Two left, Samantha. What are they?
Pig.
Pig. No. Fish.
Sheep.
Sheep might huddle to keep warm. Let's see. Second strike. Don't let this slip away from you, Davidson. Two left on the board. You're trailing by 2 points. Name an animal that huddles to keep warm.
Rat.
Do they? I don't know. It's interesting. Let's see if Australia says rat. No, they don't. Webs. Amanda.
Possum.
Possum. Karen.
Birds.
Jan.
That was what she said.
Birds?
You lost yours, didn't you?
Yeah.
Mike.
I'll go with birds, the birds in the nest, huddling together in the nest.
Birds might do it, say the webs. Mike's going with bird. Yeah. Well done, Tuma. Yeah! Yeah! He's been breaking everybody's hand with a high five over there. The last answer to the board, number four. Humans do! Hello! Hello! We all forgot about that one. 63 to 231, Webs. Well done. Stunning bit of play. Look, if you can't get enough Family Feud, then head to 10 Play and check out our highlights as well as some extra bits that don't always go into the show. And you can also play Family Feud game as well with us. You'll love it. Triple points and we all come back on the feud. Stick around. Carryover champs who won $10,000 last night are struggling a little bit at the moment. They're on 63 because the Webs, the new guys who have arrived, have 231, which is nice. And all they need to do is get to 300 and you're our brand new champions. And we know you like the sound of that. And you could potentially take a shot at the $10,000 after that. We're playing for triple points right now. So give me Mish, give me Amanda. Let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you associate with gingerbread. Amanda.
House.
Gingerbread house.
We're going to play. We're going to play. We're going to play.
They're going to play.
Oh, thanks.
I love the intense discussion that was just going on there about passing or playing there, Mike. How did you come about that, this answer? Yeah. Okay, Jan, how did you come about this answer of deciding to play?
I ran through some things in my head and I thought, I know a couple.
You reckon, reckon you got this one?
No,
so
not
name
really.
Something you associate with gingerbread, Mike.
Got to get the man.
The gingerbread man.
Not my candy drop buttons.
Jan.
Christmas.
Christmas time.
Yes.
Karen. They're such little tasty treats, aren't they? Those
they
cute
are.
Little guys. Something you associate with gingerbread.
Biscuits.
Biscuits are nice. Oh. Amanda.
Baking.
Baking. That's how you make them. Oh, first strike. Oh. Mike.
Gingerbread. The artistry on the gingerbread van. You know how they do them all up and they have the icing sugar and all of that sort of stuff
so,
all over
so
the top.
So the decorations on
exactly.
them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, decorations, yeah.
Second strike. So the Davidsons could steal. They're having a think, Jan. It's your job to stop them.
I'm going to go with Shrek.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember him from the character in the movie.
He got his legs eaten off.
He did.
So sad.
Terrified every child under the age of 7.
Yes.
One yet, Jan.
Did you get an answer?
Oh my God. Hey, Carrie, she always like this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yes.
Something you associate with gingerbread?
Cake.
Gingerbread cake? Let's have a look. 3 strikes. Davidson's. Wow. You need this. Mish.
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans. Samantha.
Icing.
Ronnie.
Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel. Kelly, some really interesting options there for you to decide. 63 is your score. They're 231. This is a triple point question.
I got to go with icing.
Icing. Icing is in. That's what's on gingerbread.
That's what's on it. That's what makes it pretty.
The Davidsons are doing the business with icing. You had that like the whole way through. Where did they come from?
Oh, I know.
What happened?
Ball was dropped.
You played really well though. Really impressive couple of rounds of competition. Did you enjoy yourself?
Loved it. Loved it. Sensation.
Not $10,000. You won't be going empty-handed though. You'll be taking home a $1,000 movie gift card courtesy of Hoyts, Australia's leading entertainment company. So you can experience more at a Hoyts cinema. And guess what? You'll also be taking home the brand new Family Feud board game. It's available at Toys R Us, Games World and Mind Games. They are the Webs. We loved having you guys. Thank you. Davidson's Fast Money yet again. Let's go. You were a stunning duo last night to take home $10,000. Yes. We're going to go for another 10 right now, which could take you to 20. Like the sound of that?
Sounds good to me.
Love the sound
of
that.
I'm out of here.
Yes, you are. Well played, sir. Samantha and I shoot for $10,000 in Fast Money next on The Feud.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
Welcome back. It's Fast Money time here on The Feud. Let's see if the Davidsons can win some more cash because this is where they shine, baby. Last night, this calm, steely resolve was just in so much control last night and took home $10,000. It was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
If you and Ronnie get 200 points once again, you win another $10,000 and Ronnie's now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. Oh, he's slapping the bass again. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, going to give you 20 seconds. I love saying that.
You noticed, tell? Yeah.
Now, if you pass, we'll come back if there's time and the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Yes.
Best of luck. 20 seconds on the clock, please. Name something you would buy on the internet.
Shoes.
In one word, describe your feet.
Small.
Name something you sign your name on.
Check.
Name something that can be made from straw.
A bed.
If we opened your kitchen freezer, what would you find?
Chicken fillets.
Every night we have to have chicken fillets.
Let's go. Now, this time last night, you got close to a record of 168 points in the first round of Fast Money, which was amazing. Do you feel that you've gone as strongly?
No.
OK. Name something you would buy on the internet. You said shoes, got a fetish.
Yep.
Survey says 10's not bad. In one word, describe your feet. You said they're small. Survey says 7. Name something you sign your name on, you said? On a check. Survey says 31's better. Name something that can be made from straw. You said? What are you, Jesus in a stable?
Yeah, I was thinking manger, yeah.
Yeah, is that what, that's exactly where my head went as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Survey says. Come on, Australia. It's one of the greatest stories of all time. If we open your kitchen freezer, what would we find? You said chicken fillets. And you laughed as well, like there is a story, like there's always chicken fillets
there's
in there.
There's always chicken fillets in my freezer.
You never actually just cook them, they're just always just
they're
sitting
just,
there.
Yeah, I don't cook.
From 1987, she has chicken fillets in her freezer. Survey says. Well, almost the opposite of last night's performance, Samantha. Head back to Family, clear the board. Ronnie, the best news ever for you.
Yes.
Wow. If you thought last night was awesome, all you need now is the tiny amount of 149 points.
Perfect.
To get $10,000.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's even easier. I'm going to ask you the same five questions. You're the second player, and it's a little harder. As you know, I'll give you an extra 5 seconds. If you pass on a question, we'll ask it again if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Samantha's answers and 25 seconds in the clock too, please? The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, mate.
Okay.
Name something you would buy on the internet.
Guitars.
In one word, describe your feet.
Smelly.
Name something you sign your name on.
Check.
Try again.
Letter.
Name something that can be made from straw.
A house.
If we opened your kitchen freezer, what would we find?
Chicken.
Try again.
Frozen food.
Frozen food. Good. Well done, Ronnie. Let's go. Name something you would buy on the internet. You said guitars. Can tell you're a muser.
Yeah.
Survey says.
Aww. Heathens.
And you are the only muser, I think, in our entire survey. Clothes was the top answer.
Okay.
So we need 149 now for $10,000. In one word, describe your feet. You said smelly. Are you just describing, like, things about yous? Like,
no,
it's like you're answering a dating profile here.
General feet, general feet.
I buy guitars, my feet are smelly. It's like the worst dating profile I've ever seen, though.
No.
Survey says... top answer!
Well done, mate.
I like it.
Yes. Well done. Smelly was the top answer.
Name something you signed your name on. You said... on a letter... survey says... four. Check was the top answer. Samantha had that. Name something that can be made from straw. You said house. So, like the Three Little Pigs?
Three Little Pigs.
Three Little Pigs.
Yeah.
I see.
Mud
I see
bricks,
what you mean.
Mud bricks.
Does Australia agree?
No.
12.
Oh, there we go.
Hat was the top answer.
Of course.
Straw hat.
All these hat questions. I can't understand them.
107 needed for 10,000. If we opened your kitchen freezer, what would we find? You said frozen food. Is there 107 in this?
Oh, I doubt it.
Survey says... 497. You've gone from, like, having one of the highest scores last night to one of the lowest scores tonight, Ronnie. Ice cream was the top answer, mate. Not too bad. You've won $10 too for every Fast Money point, and they'll be back again tomorrow night for another shot of that 10. Stick around. The project's coming up now on 10 News for all the family. I'm Grant Denyer. Good night, Australia.